Hello, and welcome to Series 5, Episode 9 of Dad Educates Daughter on Female Soloists. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Dad. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, before I introduce who you had, or remind everyone who you had this week, obviously we're recording it a bit later, but you went to Rewind North.
I did. Obviously, yeah, by the time this is released, it's been a while, but I actually went without you.
Yeah, you went to the north, I'm going to the south.
And I'll tell you, in comparison, now other people might disagree, but the north one is smaller.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a smaller venue, so to speak. And I was like trying to explain to Connor, a partner who I went with, who's now obsessed. Like, he is obsessed. He's like, but he's never been to a festival before, so that was his first ever festival. And he was like, great, isn't it? At some points, it did take him a bit to get into it, because, you know, like the big gaps between the artists because of having to change the stage and whatnot. He was a bit like, during those bits. And I was like, you're not enjoying it, are you? Then when he got into it, oh, did he have a good time. But I think he just didn't know what to expect. And obviously, I didn't want to tell him anything to thingy, but yeah, he had a great time. It's just a bit smaller than South, but yeah, we're sold now.
Obviously, you only went to one day.
Yeah, we did only do the Saturday.
Highlights,
Nick Kershaw, but I'd already seen him anyway last year. Billy Ocean, amazing headliner for the age that he is. Oh my goodness, he's still got it. I will say Altered Images surprised me. They're quite good with the crowd. And Kim Wilde did really well. She's really good with the crowd as well. And then I'd say it was really nice to see Tiffany, you know, because we'd done her recently.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, so it kind of tied with that. I was like, oh, this is nice to actually see. And obviously I've had Kim Wilde recently as well. So it was nice to see those women. But yeah, they were my highlight. Bad Manners can do one. Honestly, seeing them live was just like, God, do I have to relive this? That was not okay.
What did Connor think of them?
He was like, what is this? His words were, this is gash. And when he saw, so Jenny Powell presented, and she was like, he is known for his big tongue. And then he did a thing with his tongue. And Connor just went, he was not a fan. Bad Manners were down the bottom for us. Yeah.
Okay. But you had a good time.
Yeah. Gutted we didn't do 2 days, but obviously we went on holiday on a Monday, so it just wouldn't have worked out.
Yeah. Fine. Okay, so back to the podcast. And this week you had Sheena Easton, Chaka Khan, Martika, Shannon, Dolly Parton, and Liza Minnelli.
I did indeed. And you're going to be shocked this week, I think.
Okay.
It was a strong group of women, I must say. They were all very energetic and completely themselves. I had a nice variety of music, and like in the genres, they varied a little bit as well. So it was a different week. And I don't want to give too much away, and I'm going to try and not talk as much as, although I love a talk, I'm going to try and not talk as much as normal to give anything away of what I think, because I think you're going to be shocked.
How many number ones?
Oh, I didn't write that down. One, two. Not many. Oh, maybe five. I went with five. Maybe quite a few. That's quite a few for the amount of songs I have.
So who are your number ones?
Dolly Parton, I gave 2 to. To be fair, I could have given her 3. 9 to 5 and Islands in the Stream. Then we had one from Chaka Khan, I'm Every Woman, and 2 from Sheena Easton, which was For Your Eyes Only and We've Got Tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, we had one.
Oh, for God's sake, I went way off, didn't I? Well, let's see if I've got the one. Otherwise, I have gone way off.
So, Let's talk music. Let's talk Sheena Easton.
Yeah. She looks very, very young. Like the first couple few songs, I was like, you're a really young lady. What are you doing? So it was quite weird to hear her sing about love. So I kind of had to, when I was listening to them compared to watching videos, I weren't expecting her to look like that. She's very talented in her vocals, and I feel she's able to do a few styles. So I went with, pop, new wave, R&B, and there might be a bit of soul or something in there. She tells a story in her videos, and I think she's very 80s with her style.
Okay, so Sheena Easton, born Sheena Shirley Orr, that's O-R-R, from Bells Hill, Lanarkshire, Scotland. Oh. Active since 1978, which would have made her 19 when she started out.
Okay, so she was young, but she just looked like, you know, like Michael, not like a child, but she looked teens. Like she looked too fresh face. She's not had any.
She's a singer, actress, and her genre is pop, dance, R&B, soul, and country.
Oh, I didn't get any country.
But then that would have been when she went to obviously go big in America, and obviously probably went
a bit more bigger
in country. We're not really country over here.
No.
So Sheena got her big break in an episode of the reality TV series The Big Time Pop Singer, which showed her attempts to gain a recording deal and then her eventual signing with EMI Records. Her first two singles, Modern Girl and 9 to 5, both entered the top 10 on the UK singles chart. She went on to become one of the most successful British female recording artists of the 1980s and became the first and only recording artist to have a top 5 hit on each of the Billboard's primary single charts. So Morning Train, 9 to 5, Pop and Adult Contemporary, and We've Got Tonight with Kenny Rogers on Country and Adult Contemporary.
Wow.
And Sugar Walls on the R&B and dance charts. Easton has won 2 Grammy Awards from 6 nominations, winning Best New Artist in 1982. Between 1981 to 1991 on the Billboard Hot 100, she had 15 top 40 singles, of which 7 were top 10, with 1 being number 1. Between 1981 and 2000, she released 15 studio albums. In 1992, Easton became a US citizen, and she has been married 4 times, firstly at 19 to Sandy Easton,
which lasted, she kept his name.
Yeah, which lasted 8 months. Then in 1984 to talent agent Rob Light, which ended after 18 months. Yep. Then in 1997 to film producer Tim DeLarm, which lasted a year. And then finally she married a plastic surgeon, John Mindy, whom she married in November 2002 and divorced in 2003.
Marriage isn't for her.
No.
I would have given up after the second. Like, come on, girl.
She has starred in numerous TV shows and appeared in the films For Your Eyes Only and Indecent Proposal as herself. She has also voiced the characters of Sasha Lafleur in All Dogs Gone to Heaven 2 and Fiona Pembroke in Scooby-Doo and the Ness Monster.
Do you know what I've noticed, though? Women have done a lot more acting along their careers or after their singing than we've ever had from anyone else. Mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Some statistics for you.
Okay. So her US number one was 9 to 5 morning train, just so you know.
Is that going to be something over here?
So, over here. You said For Your Eyes Only and We've Got Tonight. Which was
before you
Rogers.
Go into it, would you say she was bigger in the US than here then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because she's not like, considering she's big, like she's not like a name that I've heard of. And I feel like the big ones I have at least heard of. Do you know what I mean? Like, I might not
she
know
was
their songs.
As you'll find out, she was successful over here, but not to the degree of being big in America.
Right, okay.
So, 1980 Modern Girl, number 8.
Not bad. I feel this one you can just listen to. Like, just listen to the lyrics. It just tells you a story.
1980 still, 9 to 5, Morning Train, number 1 in the US, number 1 in Australia, number 1 in Canada, number 1 in New Zealand, number 2 in Ireland, which is nearly above 1 meter for England, or the UK. Over here, number 3.
Oh, okay. It had a good beat. You can sway to it. Got a nice build up to the chorus. Obviously, I didn't think it was as big because I didn't put it as a number 1, nor did the UK anyway.
1980 still, One Man Woman, number 14.
It's just repetitive. Like, it's kind of like, okay, we get it, you're a one man woman. Like, so I agree with that chart placing.
1981, When He Shines, number 12.
It's just a song. Like, it shows off her vocals, it's soft, she has good ranges, it's just beautifully sung. Like, and when I say it's just a song, it's not like, oh, it's nothing. It's just like, it's purity in it being a song. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. 1981, For Your Eyes Only, number 8.
Was it film or whatever it was, For Your Eyes Only then?
James Bond, yes.
Right, yeah, so that's why I put it as a number 1, because I was like, this is from something big, but I don't know what. And I feel like it's from a film, because I'd heard it before, but not enough that I knew it fully. I just recognised it a bit. It sounded familiar, but obviously not a number 1. Very softly sung, quite quiet to begin with. Again, it shows off those vocals, very passionate, and it comes across quite a bit like classical. But in a nice
way. Okay. 1981 still, Just Another Broken Heart, number 33.
Oh, she's gone down. This is another repetitive one. It's quite upbeat, very hot, very fast paced.
1982, Machinery, number 38.
Oh, wow. She's dropped, isn't she? There's not as much to this one. It's too fast and there's more music than her. Too many changes in her vocals as well. Like, they're showing off your ranges and then there's Machinery. It's just a bit much.
1983. What did I just do? Machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. 1983. We've Got Tonight with Kenny Rogers, number 28.
Oh, this was my favourite one of hers. It is such a good duet. Like, what a duet are they? So soft and beautiful. That was a really nice song.
1989, The Lover in Me, number 15.
Upbeat. I feel like you could dance to it in a club. Very catchy.
1989. The Arms of Orion, number 27.
I will give you a honest thing of it. I couldn't find it. So I've got no opinion on it.
Okay.
I literally, like, even on YouTube, there is something on there, but I'm not sure it is her. It might have been her in her older years, but I didn't want to play it and not have the authenticity or offence, whatever the word is. So I didn't actually listen to that one. Couldn't find it on Spotify. YouTube, I was just like, is it her? Is it not? Like, and there was like mixes and then other songs. And I was a bit like, I don't know what to play. So I haven't actually listened to that one, which has never happened before.
I can't find either. I got it with Prince.
Yeah, that was it. Prince showed up as well. And I was like, oh, I don't want to play that one unless it's a duet. But I just didn't risk doing it and having an opinion.
It is with Prince. I apologise. Sing with Prince.
So would I have already heard it then when we did Prince? But I didn't recognise the name of it.
She actually wrote the music. She wrote the words. He wrote the music.
Oh, okay.
And he produced it.
And who sung it? She sung it?
They both did, I think.
Right, okay.
Single by Prince with Sheena Easton.
Okay. Well, I'll go have another go now you've said it is Prince, because I'll listen to the Prince one that came up.
It's from the soundtrack Batman.
Right. So there was one that also came up with a Batman that you're like triggering me now, because I didn't write this all down because I didn't want to bore you. There was one that came up with a Batman logo. And I was like, well, not listening to that. Like, God knows what that could be if it's Batman. So, yeah, I could have listened.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Moving on then to Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. So I'll let you know. I have actually seen Chaka Khan live. Not even at a Rewind. She was at Parklife in 2017. It's the first festival, like, it's a festival I went to up here. And she was there, and I was like, oh, because I know quite a few of her songs. Not going to lie, I didn't know Chaka Khan was 80s. I thought she was 90s. And that's why, like, I knew of her. So don't know why I know Chaka Khan. But yeah, I've seen her live. She's very good, I must say. She's so smiley. Like, she just smiles in every video I've got of her. She's just beaming. And she has so much hair. I feel like she's an older woman, so might have been around for a while. There's a few stories to her songs, but nothing memorable in the video department. She's got a good set of lungs on her. I'd love to hear her do a power ballad. And I've just gone that she's synth pop.
Okay. Chaka Khan, born Yvette Marie Stevens from Chicago, active since 1970, a singer, songwriter, and her genres are R&B, soul, funk, pop, disco, jazz, and gospel.
Why didn't I think of that R&B? As soon as you said that, I'm like, well, yeah, that is her. But Blumet, she goes across the genres, doesn't she?
Yep.
She now just may as well just say dip my toe in everything.
So Chaka Khan comes from a musical family, as her sister Yvonne was a successful singer under the name Takaboom.
Oh.
While her brother Mark, formed the funk band Jamaica Boys, and was also a member of. Khan grew up a fan of R&B, and at 11, girl group Crystalettes with her sister Taka. Chaka's parents separated when she was 10 and both remarried. And she says her love for music comes from her grandmother, who introduced her to. Khan attended several civil rallies for her father's second wife, Connie, and a strong supporter of the movement. Chaka joined the Black Panther Party after befriending a fellow artist at the age of 13. She was given the name Chaka Adun Adufe Hadaki Kariffi at a naming ceremony. In 1969, she left the Panthers and began performing with local bands, groups around the Chicago area. One of the groups, Life, but L-Y-F-E, which was formed by Cash McCall, an R&B electronic art guitarist, And the group also included Shaka's future husband, Hassan Khan. They married in 1970. Shaka was later asked to replace Baby Huey of Baby Huey and the Babies. After Huey's death in 1970.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh, but the name made me laugh. Oh, really? I feel bad for laughing now.
The group disbanded a year later, and Shaka was spotted by two members of the group called Rufus. As their lead singer, Paulette McWilliams, had decided to leave the band, and it was suggested to Shaka that she join. The group caught the attention of the musician Ike Turner, who flew them out to Los Angeles to record at his studio. So Ike Turner, who was Tina Turner's.
I was going to say, I've heard of Ike Turner.
Yeah.
Okay, glad you said that.
In 1973, Rufus signed to ABC Records and released their debut album. Rufus later that year, So they released their debut album, Rufus, later that year. Right. That made sense.
Right, okay.
However, the album failed to gain attention. And that changed when Stevie Wonder collaborated with the group on a song he had written for Shaka Khan. That song, Tell Me Something.
She's a woman in demand, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like, so that song. Wonder, now Stevie Wonder's like, yeah.
That song, Tell Me Something Good, became the group's breakthrough hit, reaching number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100.
But is that because there was a particular... That might be because there was a particular Stevie Wonder on it as well, though.
Possibly.
It would have helped, wouldn't it?
So... Yeah, that was 1974. The single, along with You Got the Love, which got to number 11 on the 100, and it also got to number 1 on the Billboard R&B chart. Between 1974 to 1979, Rufus released 6 platinum-selling albums. Rufusized, Rufus featuring Shaka Khan, Ask Rufus, Greet Payer, and Master Jam, plus Numbers, their first album.
So they did release quite a few then, didn't they?
Yeah. Plus Numbers, which was their first album without Shaka.
Oh,
so
right,
she'd gone
by then. So she'd gone by it, right.
But she came back for Master Jam, so it's a bit weird.
Right, so she kind of dipped in and out for a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we've had that before where people start leaving a band and then they kind of do an album, come back for a band album before they leave fully, didn't they?
Yeah. Relations between Khan and the group became stormy, and in 1978, she signed a solo contract. Her debut album, Shaka, which featured a disco hit, I'm Every Woman, a song that would later be covered by Whitney Houston for the Bodyguard soundtrack. The success of the single helped her album go platinum. In 1980, Khan had a cameo appearance on the film Blues Brothers, starring Blues Church Choir soloist. In 1983, Khan returned to Rufus for a live album, Stomping at the Savoy Live, which featured the single Ain't Nobody, which became the group's final charting success.
Right, do you know how much that makes sense now? Because you've given me the song Ain't Nobody, and in brackets it says with Rufus. Now, I obviously didn't know who Rufus was. I just assumed Rufus was a man. Now, I know Ain't Nobody, and I'm like, before I even listened to her. But when I'm obviously listening to her this time, and I'm thinking about the music, I've literally written a note of, what did Rufus do? Who's Rufus? But it's like a band. It's not a man. I was waiting for a blooming man. I was like, I swear, Ain't Nobody hasn't ever had any other vocals. All makes sense now. With you.
So following that song, and the live album release, Rufus Separated for Good. So in 1984, Shaka released her sixth studio album, I Feel For You. The title track was written and recorded by Prince in 1979. Pinocchio. And had also been recorded by The Pointers.
Oh.
Khan's version featured a harmonica solo by Stevie Wonder.
Ah.
And an introductory rap by Grandmaster Mel. The single became a million-selling smash hit in both the US and the UK and helped relaunch Shaka Khan's career. She would go on to release a further seven solo albums, 1996 to 2019, meaning a total of 13 solo albums, with seven being top 10 on the Billboard R&B album chart. Shaka has won 9 Grammys, 10 in total. She also won one with Rufus. Shaka is known as the Queen of Funk and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2023.
And it's funny because I swear you did not say rock in her genres.
Nope.
So they are just like, come on in now, aren't they?
Yeah.
I've never heard. Surely a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Can't be a Hall of Fame anymore when you've got that many people cracking on. Just invite anyone.
Okay, so Shaka.
Yeah.
1978. I'm Every Woman.
Oh, this won't be a number one because you didn't say my number ones out of the 80s.
Got to number 11.
No.
However, it was re-released in 1989.
Oh, wow. That's quite a while after.
And got to number 8.
Oh. That's still not as good as I thought it would do. Well, obviously, I said it was a number one. But that's not as good as I thought it would do. Considering that's a massive song for like me to know. It's my favourite of hers. It's classic, catchy, sing-along, makes you feel good and it gets you moving.
1984, Ain't Nobody, which is with Rufus, the group that she started with. And this was their last song. Got to number 8. However, it was re-released in 1989.
Okay.
And got to number 6.
Not much better. I recognise this one as well. It's another feel-good, sing-along. It builds up and you can tap along to it.
1984, I Feel For You.
Oh.
We had one number one.
Oh. Oh, no.
And this was it. Got to number one. This was also re-released in 1999. And guess what?
Did it stay number one?
Number 45.
No!
Yeah, unbelievable. So the other two that weren't that... Well, number 11 and number 8. They both improved. So number 11 to number 8 to number 6. The one that was number one didn't even get in the top 40.
But then again, so I didn't put that down as a number one. Like, coming from it, as much as I know I have to think like the 80s, but you lot are weird, so I can't think like you lot.
Oh, I love that song.
No, it is a good song, but I wouldn't put it as a number one song. Do you know what I mean? Top 10, yeah, but I wouldn't put it as a number one. I mean, I'm not crying that it is a number one. Like, well done to the song. It is a good song. Like the intro is just unique on its own, and like, imagine having a rap about you, like it's just so memorable. It's just smooth, the lyrics hit you on a deeper level as well. So it is a really good song. I just didn't think it was like an up there song to be at number one, but obviously it was. So well done to them. But it's more shocking that, ended up outside of the top 40s after that. That makes no sense.
1985, This Is My Night, number 14.
This is a lot slower starting. The chorus saves this one. This one was a bit meh until then. The verses are a bit below par for her.
And in 1985, Eye to Eye, number 16.
This is a proper sing song. It's less upbeat, more focused on her vocals. Again, another smooth one.
Okay. On to Martika.
Yeah. She loves a dance. She's very 80s looking wise and has got a lot of energy. She's not stuck down one hole. Like, they definitely explore, and it works as the songs don't differ too much from one another, but you can definitely tell they've like had a little go with different styles in a way. She's got good vocals and can do upbeat and more raw songs very well. I feel she could just slot into the charts, obviously has, but I feel like any song she makes could. And I've gone with pop, rock, new wave.
Okay. So Martika, born Marta Moreo, from Whittier, California. Active since 1982. She's a singer-actress, and her genres are pop, dance pop, and pop rock. So Martika, although born in America, her parents are Cuban and of the Canary Islands ancestry. So Canary Islands being Spain.
Yeah.
Martika entered show business in an uncredited role as one of the girls on 1982 film Annie. This led to her being cast as Gloria on the long-running kids show Incorporated. During the second season, she adopted the stage name Martika Marrero. And she was also featured in the musical Numbers from Mr. T, motivational video by Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool in 1984. Following these roles, Martika was signed by Columbia Records. Her first solo release was released.
And she got recorded. She got signed.
Then she sent demos or whatever. Her first solo release was released only in Japan. We Are Music, to promote Sony cassette tapes.
Oh, okay.
In 1987, Martika recorded a version of the Michael J. and Gregory Smith song Bounce, although the single was not available to purchase. In 1988, Martika released her first official album, Martika, which charted at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100, while the single Toy Soldiers, which Michael J, and it became a top five hit in Australia, number 5, Canada, number 4, Germany, number 5, and Ireland, number 3. While in the US and New Zealand, it was a number 1 chart topper. So she had a number 1 on the Billboard.
We had a number 1 somewhere, yeah.
Both follow-up singles, More Than You Know, number 18, and I Feel the Earth Move, number 25, were top 40 hits in the US. In 1991, Martika approached Prince. So far we've had Sheena Easton has had a mention with Prince, yeah. Chaka Khan had a mention with Prince, and now Martika. To do some new tracks. Among these were her second top 10 single, Love, I Will Be Done, which also reached number 1 in Australia. The song started out as a prayer written by Martika, and Prince then changed it into a song. Her second album, Martika's Kitchen, peaked at number one. Can't work out what that is. 11 it. Or 101. I think it's 101, 111 on the Billboard 200. Well, it's in the hot, what, 200, though, isn't it, still?
Oh, okay, that's a bit different, yeah.
So you got to think, obviously, as we've already said, you know, a top 100 is like a top 40 in here. Yeah. We're only a little island compared to
a massive
to them. Yeah. I'm just checking now where it... 111 on... Which led, while lead single and title track reached number 93 on the Billboard 100. However, the album was a bigger success overseas when peaking in the UK at number 50 and number 19 in Australia. Martika then went back to acting, playing the role of Lounge Dahlia Mendes in TV series Wise Guy. She eventually faded from the public eye in 1992 after walking away from the music industry due to the burnout after feeling overwhelmed with the burden of fame. In 1997, a greatest hits album, The Best of Martika, More Than You Know, was released. And in 2004, Eminem used a sample of Toy Soldier's track on his album Encore.
So annoyed that you said that, because I wrote that down. That was going to be my fact.
Yeah. Martika and her husband, musician Michael Mozart, formed the band Opera, and that's O-P-P-E-R-A, adopting a Latin pop sound, and they released two albums, Violin 2004 and Opera 2005. In July 2016, Martika was part of the Totally 80s Tour of Australia, which included other acts like Berlin, Lamar, Kachagugu, Katrina and the Waves, and Men Without Hats. She received positive reviews from the Australian press, although she has never released any new album since Martika. In 1991.
So she really did step away. But then, like I say, like she'd already stepped away from the music when she went back to actressing.
Yeah.
So
Martika, 1989, Toy Soldiers, number 5.
Soft, calm, stripped back, raw, deep. I put very nice song, and I also said that Eminem sampled this. As soon as Oh, yeah, and it's literally like the Toy Soldiers bit at the beginning. You know, like the step by step. That bit is the beginning of one of his songs as well. Well, in the chorus. He's got a song called Toy Soldiers.
With that.
I love Eminem. Okay.
1989, I Feel the Earth Move, number 7.
This was my favourite of hers. Upbeat rock vibes, and it gets you moving.
1990, More Than You Know, number 15.
Catchy. You'd put it on a playlist to get you moving a bit. I think it should be higher than 15. It's quite a simple song, but it's a successful simple song, I'd say.
1991, Love, Thy Will Be Done, number 9.
Now you said that this was a prayer changed into a song. The song name is very prayer-like, but I wouldn't have thought that otherwise. Change in tempo, shows off her vocals. You can tap your foot along to it.
So far, every song's been in... Oh, no, they haven't, sorry, because... Three songs at 4, top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do 19... think More Than You Know should be higher anyway.
1991, Martika's Kitchen, however, only number 17.
Okay, it's a big song. It's straight in with it, no messing. It shows off what she can do vocal-wise, like shows off her tempo ranges and whatnot.
Okay, moving on to Shannon.
Yeah, I've gone with Disco Pop. I don't know. She gives off good vibes. Music alongside her songs is very well fitted and tells you like how to feel in the song. I don't know whether that makes sense. But I know what I mean. All of our songs are a bit varied from one another, though, but they don't sway too much that you're there. Like, I don't know if I'm coming or going. You only gave me three. I listened to two more. Do You Want to Get Away? Repetitive, but got good music back in it. And Stronger Together was different vibes, very 80s. Feel this should have been... I don't know what I meant to say. Feel this should have... Oh, feel this should have been up there. I put feel this should have neem. And I didn't know what I was meant to say. Feel this should have been up there in the charts with him. Good bit of music.
Okay. So Shannon, born Brenda Shannon Green. From Washington, D.C. Active since 1983.
Okay.
She's a singer. And her genres are pop, high energy, dance, post-disco, and Latin freestyle, which is a form of electronic dance music.
It's a new one. And I'm going to go that disco pop was, you know, that's one of them. She had post-disco and pop. I'm there.
So Shannon started out with New York Jazz on from her York College in New York City. Quinton Hicks, an associate of producers, Mark Liggett and Chris Barboza, saw Shannon singing with a live band and got her an audition with Liggett and Barboza. So she auditioned, and she auditioned with the song She Can't Love You Like I Do. They introduced her to the selection of Fire and Ice, which would later evolve into Shannon's signature song, Let the Music Play, with its unique sound, which they called the Shannon Sound, and would later be known as Freestyle, which is what I said.
Yeah.
Latin freestyle.
But I don't really get, like, how Let the Music Play is anything different sounding to a normal song. I'm trying to, like, think back to it and think, how have you got something different to you that it got given a whole new name? But hey-ho, it did.
So Let the Music Play would also be the title of her debut album by New York-based dance label Emergency. After the single reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 1 on the Billboard Hot Dance Club Play charts, she was invited back by Liggett and Barboza to record more songs. The album was released on February 1984, with follow-up single Give Me Tonight reaching number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 1 on the Hot Dance chart, called Club Play chart. And it was named in Billboard's Top 30 Dance Songs of the Year in 1984. Her third single in the US was My Heart's Divided, while in Europe, Sweet Somebody was released and made the top 20 in a few countries. In 1985, her second album, Do You Want to Get Away, was released with the title third single to appear on the Hot. In 1987, her recording contract with Atlantic Records, Love Goes All the Way, didn't chart. She went on to record soundtrack singles, including the track Criminal from the movie Fatal Beauty, starring Whoopi Goldberg. In 2000, she released her fourth album, which was produced by Chris Barboza. The Best Is Yet to Come, credited album. This venture thrust Shannon back onto the dance scene with many remix Let Play released, including veteran Jay Junior Vasquez, who went to number 3 on the dance chart, while a remix of Give Me Tonight by Hex Hector was also released. This success led to a compilation being released in 2004. So,
she went off on a different kind of path, didn't she? Not really had that before.
Mm. So 1983, Let the Music Play, got to number 14 in the UK.
Well, that was my favourite. It's got an upbeat feel to it, but it comes back down to, it takes you through some feelings. It's catchy and a good piece of music.
1984, number 24.
This slowly builds up to the chorus, but the chorus just doesn't bring the energy.
And 1984, Sweet Somebody, number 20.
So this one gets you moving, but it's also quite a sing-along feel-good, and I feel like it's got a little bit of sass to it.
Okay. Okay, so moving on to probably the biggest name, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, considering she's like the biggest name, she's not the one with loads of songs. But I know, I think she's been going longer than just the 80s, I want to say. So maybe like her 80s music isn't like as big as what she would have been before the 80s. She's also country, so I feel like very American, and she's very big down there, probably bigger in that way, with all the country music anyway. She's just so well known, and I think she's quite a respected person in the music industry. Her vocals are very unique. She's also a unique person. I feel like she doesn't care what people think of her. She just does what she wants and goes with it. She just screams confidence. She loves her country, like country music, and hasn't really ever steered away from it, I don't think. She's just iconic, her dress sense. She likes to show off her assets, but just the way that she is, I feel like her hair, her figure, her outfits, she's just iconic. I did listen to two more, because again, you only gave me three. So I listened to Shine, which I had heard of as well. Raw, stripped back, very country and catchy. And then I listened to Why Do You Come In Here, which was upbeat, gets you moving. And it was a nice sing-song one for me.
Okay. So Dolly Parton from Pittman Center, Tennessee. Active since 19. A singer-songwriter. Genres, country, country pop, sport, and rock. With a career spanning, and as I say, active five, so what tells you a lot.
Yes, maybe, yeah.
So, with a career spanning over 50 years, Parton has been described as a country legend, and has sold over 100 million records worldwide, making her one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Mm. She has written over 3,000, including I Will Always, which was a two-time chart topper on the US country chart, and an international hit for Whitney Houston from the Bodyguard soundtrack. It wasn't until 1973 that Parton charted in the UK her song Jolene from the album Jolene, which also had the single I Will Always Love You, which wasn't released in the UK. While in 1977, her single Have You Come Again, although a top 10 hit in the US, Canada and Australia, only charted at number 75 in the UK. In 1980, her single 9 charted at number 1 in both the US and Canada, and was number 9 in Australia. Yet, spoiler alert, in the UK, it was outside the top 40.
That shocks me. That's such an iconic song. Like, how did that not do well back then?
In 1983, she had her best success in the UK with the Bee Gees members' written song, Islands Dream, a duet she did with Kenny Rogers, another country music. In 1996, her album, Treasures, was her first chart UK. She has since had 7 number one albums on the UK country chart. As the genre has gained success in the UK, Dolly Parton is one of the most honoured female country performers of all time, including being inducted into the Country Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Grammy Hall of Fame, and, wow, of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, you couldn't not, could you?
In 2021, she was listed on Time's Time 100 annual list of 100 influential people in the world.
That's what I mean when I say, like, she's quite well respected in the music industry. I just think no one can touch her.
So,
and like, considering she's country, like, she's big. I'm quite partial to country. I think that's why I've always been like, dad wants some country music. But yeah, she's an up there woman, isn't she?
So, not so much in the UK though.
No, so, I'm shocked.
In the UK, 3 songs really, and you've listened to them. 1976, Jolene got to number 7.
It's not bad though, but out of the 80s, which is what we do, so that's not even 80s, which is mad.
Right.
That was my favourite of hers. I just think it's really catchy. It's a sing-along, and it's just, I don't know, it's just iconic. I just feel like all I want to say about her is that she's iconic. I absolutely love her. Oh.
1981, 9 to 5, number 47.
Mad. Absolute madness. What on earth? I would have put this as my favourite as well, to be fair, but I feel like it's just too well known to be my favourite. You know how I don't like to... I like a different favourite, don't I? It's well known. It gets you up. It actually makes you feel good about working a 9 to 5.
And then finally, 1983, the Gibb Brothers from the Bee Gees, written song, Islands in the Stream with Kenny Rogers, also got to number 7.
Wow. She's not even been like up there, has she? It's something different for her. It's soft, passionate. It's a very good duet. And obviously we've had Kenny Rogers before today already as well.
Yep. Okay, so moving on to our last artist for today, Liza Minnelli.
Mm-hmm. She's very monotoned with her vocals. I recognise her name. Either you've said it or she's quite a well-known person. I'm not too sure. She seems quite stiff and she comes across as a very serious person. She's got distinctive features, but she is quite stylish, I'd say. And I don't really know what genre, so I just put New Wave because I would just play it safe. I did listen, you gave me 2, I listened to 2 more. I listened to Don't Drop Bombs, which wasn't much lyrically, to be fair, just nothing about it. And So Sorry, I Said. And that was softly sung, very simple. It was her best vocal performance from her.
Okay. So, we come on to... So, she's from Los Angeles, California, active since 1989.
Wow.
She's a actress. Dancer, music.
Dancer. She's quite stiff. She ain't no dancer.
Started off as a dancer. Her genres are musical theatre, pop, and disco.
Don't see that.
So Liza Minnelli was born into a performing family, with her mother being Judy Garland, who played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
That's mad.
In the original version.
Yeah, I know who you're about.
Her father, the director Vincent Minnelli. So it is no surprise she began her career as a musical theatre actress. And in 1965, she received a Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical for her role in Flora, the Red Menace. Following other roles on stage and screen, her persona contributed to Minnelli's status as a gay icon. In 1972, she won an Academy Award for Best Actress in the film Cabaret, which brought her to international prominence and saw her star opposite Dudley Moore in the critically lauded box office hit Arthur in 1981. Although she had released 8 albums between 1964 and 1977 with little success, it was her 1980 collaboration with, which saw commercial while also charting on the 100 at 108. Our lead singles in my charted at number 2 in Ireland and number 7 in Spain, and was a top 20 hit in Austria, Belgium, Finland, Italy and West Germany. Later that year, she sang the song live at the Grammy Awards ceremony, being awarded a Grammy Legend when she became one of 4 to receive the first Andrew Lloyd Webber, Smokey Robinson and Willie Nelson. By winning the award, she became one of only 16 to win an Academy Award, a Tony Award, an Emmy Award and a Grammy Award. A special group which includes Whoopi Goldberg, who we've actually mentioned already, and Barbara Streisand. Liza Minnelli won her Emmy Award TV show with a Z.
But then you say that she's like with Whoopi Goldberg and Barbara Streisand. I don't see her name as big as those. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like people know, they're like household names. She's not a household name.
See, do you know what I mean? I suppose because she's older. Yeah. I would say she is. Probably not as big as, say, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
On a par, probably, with Barbara Streisand.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
In 1991, Minnelli was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, joining her mother, Judy Garland, who also was awarded a Grammy Lifetime Award achievement. Posthumous, whatever the word is, after her death.
I don't know what you're on about.
In 1997. So they both have a star, and they both, I think they both won an Oscar, and they both won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement.
Well, I mean, that's an achievement for a family, isn't it?
So, yes. And I take it you have heard of Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh. Wizard of Oz is one of my favourite old
films. Liza Minnelli, more known for acting and singing, but 1989, she had the Losing My Mind, actually written by the Pet Shop Boys, and it got to number 6.
It was a meh song. There's not much going on. Same throughout. Nothing changes.
Okay. And in 1990, Love Pains... I gave you just to give you something else, but it got to number 40.
Okay, well, that was my favorite out of 2. It took me a while to get in the song, but the chorus brings something more to it.
Okay, so that brings us to a conclusion. So now, hit or miss.
So, Sheena Easton has been a hit for me. Did enjoy her quite a lot, actually. Chaka Khan was also a hit, but again, like, I'd seen her live, I know quite of her music, so that weren't like a new one for me. Martika was another hit. I did enjoy her. Like, to begin with, I was a bit like, oh, I don't know, and then I really got into her. Shannon was Another hit.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, so that Give Tonight weren't that great, but I think because I'd listened to two more as well, and I really did like two other songs, that kind of solidified a decision for me. Dolly Parton, another hit. Or again, a bit like Chaka Khan, knew of her already, knew quite a lot of her, like, know quite a few of her songs, listened to another two. Again, I did recognise one out of, actually, did I recognise both? Recognise one out of the two. Really like her, and I do like a bit of country. Liza Minnelli was your only miss this week.
And as I say, she wasn't known for her. She's more known for
the actress
acting than singing, but yeah. She has released quite a few late early 90s.
Yeah.
More just one song. Okay, well.
But you did
that's
well.
A very like good said, week for the women.
It was a strong group of women. Don't think you're going to ever get anything like that again. No. I don't think you've had anything like that before.
Sure we have.
I don't think I've ever given you a 5 out of 6 weeks. Maybe a 4. Okay. I don't think there's anything where there've only been one miss.
Okay. Well.
Maybe I'm getting soft. Maybe I'm just getting more tuned to the 80s.
We shall move on to next week. Are you ready?
I am.
Donna Summer.
I've heard of her, but maybe only through name dropping with you.
Sade.
No.
Bonnie Tyler.
Heard of her? Yeah, I've heard of her.
Sam Brown.
Nope.
Evelyn Thomas.
Nope.
Nicole.
No.
Okay, so that is next week's. Donna Summer, Sade, Bonnie Tyler, Sam Brown, Evelyn Thomas, and Nicole.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. See if you can get another good week.
Yes. So, on that note, I shall say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And
speak to you next week.
I'll send you over the songs and speak next week. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Dad.